NFI, North Carolina, Georgia, California, New York, Seattle, Washington, around the world, in studio, NFI, Radio Gospel Network, the number one quartet station in the world.
Put your hand together, and we sang a song that sound like this. Everybody clap your hands.
Good morning, I had a good night's sleep, and it's my favorite day.
in HD2. Come on in, we've been expecting you. Catch the wave.
Get on your feet and clap your hands.
Clap your hands tonight, y'all. You are good. You are good. people say, Tim, yo, you're my hero. How you do it? How you stay strong? Let them all know there's so much that I've been through. I have my days when it's true, y'all. I just can't smile. I just wanna cry. It ain't easy. Sometimes it's work just to be alive. But when I think of the goodness that's come to me, it's easier to let go of all my grief. Sometimes you gotta tell yourself that I'm not having it. Just take a good look in the mirror, say to yourself, I've come to fight, quit. So say I'm good, good enough to love myself, good enough to have success. What you gain from all your stress is the freedom to know that you are blessed. I reply with every now and then, but life comes down to two things, and that's rejection and acceptance. So I reject that there's no peace, and I accept that I am free. That's all I have to be, that's all I ever need. Cause when I think of the goodness that's come to me, that I'm not having it. Just take a good look in the mirror, say to yourself, I've come too far to quit. So say I'm good, good enough to love myself, good enough to have success. What you gain from all your stress is the freedom to know that God is blessed. I'm good enough to handle my bills, good enough to raise my kids. Past is the past, and honestly, I'm happy for where I'm at because I'm my people. Let me tell you, and I'ma say it loud and clear, and you listen, so you hear me, so you never will forget. You're good enough to get that job, you're good enough to drive that car, and on top of all they see, you're good enough to have your dream. Yeah, yeah, ooh, yeah, 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 yeah.
lots of praise. You're listening to
NFI coming to you live from Raleigh, North Carolina, in the studios of the NFI Gospel Network.
doesn't change me.
I feel alright.
I know that
I feel alright.
Says it doesn't change me.
I feel
alright.
I feel alright.
Says the Lord don't change me.
I
good God Almighty. I never will forget that hour when he filled me with his precious holy power. He made my life brand new, and now I want to tell you that since the Lord done changed me,
I feel alright.
Oh,
I feel alright.
I feel so much better now. I was headed in the wrong direction, but I had to make a confession. I gave my life to Jesus, and I put my trust in him. Jesus cleansed my soul, and he made me whole. If he did it for me, I know he'll do it for you. Let me tell you that since the Lord done changed me,
I feel alright.
I know that I
feel alright.
Yeah, woo-hoo, oh,
I feel alright.
I know that
I feel alright.
I want to tell you now, he changed me.
He changed me.
Oh, yeah.
He changed me.
He changed me.
He changed me.
Yes, he did.
He changed me.
I'm not the same person.
He changed me.
I never will forget.
He changed me.
Never will forget.
Whoa,
that day.
He changed me.
Early one Saturday morning.
He changed me.
One Saturday morning.
He changed
I
me.
Gave my life to Jesus.
He changed me.
I never will forget it.
He changed me.
I got a brand new life.
He changed me.
I got a brand new way.
He changed me.
I got a brand new walk.
He changed me.
I got a brand
whoa,
new talk.
He changed me.
NFI Radio Gospel Network in Raleigh, North Carolina. Catch the wave.
Catch the wave on the NFI.
Yo, Big Biz, let's go. You're in the mix with
the Anointed One.
Good evening, everybody. How y'all feel? Y'all look good to me tonight. So glad to be at home. It's been a long time, but I thank God that I made it. This is a Leftfield DMD Productions tonight here in Brooklyn. Tron, you crazy for this one, man.
And I'm gonna try, God, there. The Lord has been so good to me. When I leave this world, heaven, what I wanna see. Slow down your chariot. Slow down your chariot.
About a preacher who fell from grace. He begged the church for forgiveness. He realized he made a mistake. And some folks left the church and said, "You're supposed to be a man of the cloth." See, they forgot he was the same man that prayed for them when they were lost. So glad God is not like man. He won't throw you away after you've done wrong. But I'll pick you up and step you on and put you back where you belong. God didn't give up on me. I'm so glad. God didn't give up on me. When I gave up, he didn't let me go. Oh. Now it's easy to point the finger when the spotlight's not on you. Well, and we would be surprised what we see if the truth come out on you. And you need to show a little mercy and grace for somebody else. And take your foot off your brother and consider yourself. I'm glad God has done that. You're back where you belong. Oh, no, 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 no,
gets long and dark. Sometimes my night and day can't tear them apart. But through your goodness and mercy, I'm standing right here today. Because you really made a way. And I will never gonna
give up on you.
You're the reason
why I live.
And ain't all of
you're the reason why I give.
And I will
never give up on you.
You're the reason the sun shines. You're the reason the victory is mine. You're the one that set me free. And it was all because of memories I
will.
California, New York, Seattle, Washington, around the world, in studio, NFI, Radio Gospel Network, the number one quartet station in the world.
NFI, Radio Gospel Network, in Raleigh, North Carolina. Catch the wave.
Catch the wave on the NFI.
Open my eyes, Lord, so that I may see you. Open my ears, Lord, so that I will hear what you say. Open my heart, Lord,
Oh, Oh, except for my Father would send unto you a comforter in my name, who would teach you all things and bring to your remembrance these things that I have told you. Jesus promised that, and in the book of Acts we find that on the day of Pentecost, the disciples was in the upper room waiting on the promise of the Lord. And I can see the disciples as they fell down on their knees and began to cry out to the Lord these words. Listen to this.
He's worthy of the glory. He deserves the praise today. Come on, everybody, all over the room, open your mouth and worship Him. Lift your hands and bless Him in this place. Simple song. Come on, say, my hallelujah. From the bottom of your heart, lift your voice. My hallelujah.
Welcome to the Power of Prayer, Request Hotline 2024. Intercessory Prayer Warriors. Men and women of God. Praying for you. Heard Monday through Thursday, at 12:30 p.m. till 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Feel free to call in at any time at 984-733-3977. For one of our prayer warriors to pray with you, on our 24-hour hotline. To listen now, by phone at 12:30 p.m. Call 563-999-3020. Again, to listen now, call 563-999-3020 or go to our website at nfiradio.com. Now let's join Reverend Frances Holloway as she intercedes for you in this nation. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Good afternoon. All of my glory belongs to God. That was such a great song to lead into Thursday. Thanks for Thursday, and we praise God for this is Reverend Francis Good Holloway coming to you on this Thanks for Thursday with words of encouragement and prayer. God's word is precious, and we do know that. And we just thank you for joining us and for a time like this where we can come together and just expound on the word of God and encourage each other. But only if we use God's word will it benefit us. Scripture is a firm foundation for all areas of life. And so we come to you on the power of prayer, not to just say we know or we got it all made or everything going our way, but to encourage each other that we are all going to go through things, trying things. And when we try to build these things up without the wisdom of God's word, we are vulnerable to the shifting sand and shaking ground of human thinking and feeling. We want to have the mind of Christ, to think like him. But only God's word provides a sure foundation for our lives, right? So how many of you, I'm asking you this question, how many of you have gone through some challenging times this week only, and really could not see how you were going to come out of it? And why? Because you felt that everything was stacked against you and all hope seemed to have been gone and that you felt all alone. And I know because I go through the same thing, but I know that God is able. But see, I'm sure that we all have felt that way at some point in our Christian life, and I'm talking to Christians now. And some may still be having challenges right now. And if not, you may know someone who is going through, who is really going through. But it is precisely at times like these that we must prevail in prayer for God to show us great and mighty things to come through these challenges. Jeremiah 33:3, God said to Jeremiah, call to me and I will answer you and show you great and mighty things which you do not know. God is asking us also, when we find ourselves going through challenging situations that we can't handle, to call on him because he has the power to deliver us. And then Luke 12:31 commands us. He says, seek the kingdom of God, and all these things shall be added to you. These are great things promised to us, and God has the power to deliver us from all negative forces that come against our lives. Now, why are negative forces coming against us, and we are children of God? Because Satan is like a roaring lion seeking whom he may devour. And he is after God's children. He's mad because we left his territory. We enter into the Father's when Jesus brought us back, redeemed us from the curse of Satan and his cohort. So he does not like that. But we realize that nothing is beyond the ability of God. Paul called on God 3 times for the thorn to depart, and God answered him this way. And he said to me, Paul said, my grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. Then Paul said, therefore, I will boast all the more gladly of my weakness, so that the power of Christ may rest upon me. 2 Corinthians 12:9, if you're taking notes. If the enemy going to strike someone like Paul, who God had called to be the leader during that time and to train up his people and all, even in the midst of Paul having sinned against God. But God knew his heart, and God will use us even though we are not perfect, but we are willing. Not perfect, but willing. But Jesus was telling Paul that God's grace was sufficient to sustain him through this infirmity that he was going through, and that he would strengthen him, that he would strengthen Paul. And most of the places grace appears in the Bible, there's always a release of God's power. According to Acts 4:33, that says, "And with great power, the apostles gave witness to the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ, and great grace was upon them." God's grace is upon us. God's grace is upon us. See, God is no respecter of person. He is not. The way he dealt with Paul and all of those great leaders back during that time, and the way he spoke to them, he is speaking to us now, not audibly, but he is speaking to us through our spirit. And Paul boasted in his infirmity because of the power of Christ, not because he could do anything, but because of the power of Christ resting upon him and showing him great things. Great things like what, you might ask. Great things how to deal with people that came to him for prayer in sickness. Great things for the marginalized people, people who were treated unfairly or treated as they were insignificant. See, there is no insignificant person in God's sight. We're all significant. And so man has separated each other from each other, some more powerful, some less powerful, but in Christ we have all power. And so that is one of the reasons that we come to encourage each other during this time of every week, Monday through Thursday, just to let you know God has not forgotten us. God has not forgotten us. And he also was showing Paul during that time, great things for the needy. There were so many people that were needed. Great things for those that were persecuted. Great things for those who was distressed. And great things at how to come to know Christ. Because without Christ, they could not make it, even during that time. But Paul was teaching them that. And he's teaching us the same thing, that even when we are going through a family of God, God is able and he's willing to show us great things as to how to get through these challenges by depending on him and him alone. Yes, we are weak at times, but God is great and strong all the time. We are nothing without him because he is everything we need to complete what he has called each one of us to do here on this earth. He has given us all a ministry, and that is for the upbuilding of the kingdom of God. He has not placed anyone over each other in the gifting that he has given us. He has not made us to be subservient to anyone, but God has given unto us a gift to use for the upbuilding of the kingdom of God. Because God has called us out of darkness into his marvelous light. And so we thank God right now for what he is doing. Paul was teaching them, and I said, even when we're going through, God is able, willing to show us great things as to how to get through these challenges by depending on God and, again, God alone. Yes, we do go through some challenges, but he brings us through them all. Now, why? Because God's people don't have to learn how to be saved. Because in Romans 10:9-10, he's taught us how to be saved. He's taught us how to join ourselves with him. Because without Christ, we are nothing. In Romans 10:9-2, he teaches us that if we call upon him and if we accept him as our Lord and Savior, that we are saved. We are delivered from the hand of Satan. But we need to stay in the word. We need to study the word. We need to learn God's promises so we'll be able to continue in his word. And so we're going at this time, we're just going to transition over into prayer because God said pray one for each other. So right now, Father, as we bow before you, Father God, we thank you for the gift of your word. Your word is life, Father God, to those that fight it, and it's health to all of our flesh. And as we pray and study your word, Father, we thank you for your wisdom to not only understand your word, but to apply your word. Show us how we can use your instructions and insight in all areas of our life, Father, so that we can, that so that when we storm, when the storms arise around us, that we may remain firm in your truth. And, Father, we join in faith right now, Father God, with every faith believer on this call, that your will be done in each one of our lives. For we all have different needs at this very moment, Father, and because of who you are and whose we are, you said in Philippians 4:13, and my God shall supply all of our needs according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. And for that promise, we said thank you, Father, that you always said in Mark 9:23 to the father of the child that was a demon possessed, you said to that father, if you can believe, all things are possible to him who believes. And Father God, you're saying that to us. If we can believe, we can have what we say. And, Father, you know everyone on this call and every need that each one of us are in need of. And, Father, we ask you to touch us today because we believe that you will meet all of our needs, Lord, according to your riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Whether there's sickness in our bodies, Father God, you said you will heal us. You know whether it is a financial problem, Father God, you said you will give unto us. And for our stray children that have gone astray, you said children are a heritage of the Lord. The fruit of the womb is our reward, Father. So we pray over our children. And, Lord, to understand and apply your word more in our lives, whatever the need, Father, help us to know that you already know about it, that nothing is foreign to you. You see us all at one time because we are your children, Father God. So we come this thankful Thursday afternoon looking to you, the author and finisher of our faith, by thanking you for the intervention in each one of our lives, Father God. And Father God, even as Christians, even as ministers and evangelicals and children of the Most High God, we have attitudes sometimes. And so, Father God, we come this day. Sometimes our children have attitudes, and sometimes they copy what they see their parents doing, even in our state of being born again, Father God. But, Lord, we repent for wrong attitudes. And we ask you, Lord, to forgive us for the sin of grumbling and complaining, for not walking in faith sometimes, Father God, and living so that the destiny that you have for us don't exist, Father God. We decree and declare that the negative attitude towards others are a thing of the past, Father God, because you said forgive quickly, Lord. And we are going to rejoice in the Lord because you are God and God alone. We're going to accept the mind of Christ. You said you give us the mind of Christ. And the mind of Christ, as he exemplified here on earth, he was so meek and he was so mild. He was so loving, but he stood for truth. Help us to stand for truth in light of your word, Lord. We're going to talk about good things, glorious things, and we're not going to get caught up in conversations, Lord, with others who are down in each other, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for your mercy and your grace. We thank you, Father God, for healing. We thank you for the blood that you shed on Calvary's cross, Father God, that where the blood is, there is deliverance, Father God. We thank you, God, that we have received Jesus Christ over the victory of sin, over the victory of our diseases, affliction, infirmities, hindrance, persecution. Father God, the blood cover us, Father God, that we don't have to go through sickness, Father God. But you said that you shed your blood, and we are delivered in every area of our life. So we come touching and agreeing today and claim victory and deliverance from all demonic spirits, Father God, from curses and hexes, from vexes, from enchantment, witchcraft. Father God, we thank you that Jesus is victorious through the power of his might against all the wiles of the devil, Father God, because without you, we could not make it. That, Lord God, that Satan is a defeated foe. We come against principalities and powers and rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places, Father. We come against those things because they are not in you and therefore they are not in us. We claim our victory and faith through our salvation and his shed blood of all these things. Now, Father God, we desire, according to Job 22, 27, 28, that we are victorious through the shed blood of Jesus Christ in the holy name of Jesus. Father, we just glorify your name. We thank you for mercy, having mercy on us, Father God. We thank you, Lord God, for all that you are doing. You said, verily I say unto you that whosoever should say unto this mountain, be thou removed, Father God, and be thou cast into the sea. And then we said, and do not doubt. Yes, do not doubt, Father God, in our hearts. Do not doubt in our hearts. Don't let negativity come out of our mouth to negate the praise, the blessing that you have for us. But if we shall believe that those things which we say, those things that we pray for, we shall have them. Oh, Father God, I thank you that your word is life. I thank you that your word is truth. I thank you, Father God, that every scripture in the Bible help us to be able to live that life. Father God, that you call us to live a life of hope, a life of hopefulness, a life of love, a life of financial breakthrough, a life of mercy and grace, Father God. We just glory in you this morning, Father God. And if there's anyone, Lord God, that has a specific prayer, Father God, we ask that you meet them at that prayer of need right now, Father, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, we just glorify your name, Father God, as we come together touching and agreeing, Father God, that no weapon formed against either one of us shall prosper, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, we glorify your name because your word says Satan is a defeated foe. He is a defeated foe. He already knows his destiny, Father God. You even said he is under our feet, Father God. So we thank you, Lord God. We praise you, God. We thank you for sending your son that we may live and live victorious, Father God, and live victorious in you, Father God. We thank you that we will not be slothful, Father God. We thank you that we will study to show ourselves approved, Lord God, because all of your promises are yea and amen to the glory of God. We pray, Father God, I pray that everyone under my voice will turn to your word, Father God. That's where the answer is, in your word, Father God. That they will read your word. They will study your word to show themselves approved unto you, Father God, and be able to rightly divide your word. Because, yes, you have certain gifts that you allow, like ministers and pastors and all, Father, but then you have called each one of us who are born again, ministers of reconciliation, Father God. We don't have to wait, Father, to come to church, Lord, to minister to people, Father. We just have to have a heart of love, a heart of mercy, Jesus' heart, that we go forth and we minister as people call, because there are times when people may not be able to get to the minister or the pastor or evangelicals or whatever. But, Lord, you have called us, Father God, to study to show ourselves approved, each one of us, that we are able, Lord God, to pray one for another. For that I say, thank you, Lord. Thank you so much, Father God, for doing everything so well that we don't have to stress, strain, or call upon anyone, that we can, in the midnight hour, Father God, open up your word and allow your word to speak to our bodies, to speak to our minds, to give us sweet sleep, Father, as you have promised. I just thank you, Father. I just praise you for all that you are doing, Father God. Yes, Lord, our hallelujah belongs to you, Father, because you truly deserve it, Father. No one is greater than you, Father God. I just praise you, Lord, and I just ask everyone on the line right now to just begin to praise the one and only God, to praise him, to open up your mouth and say, thank you, Father, for your mercy and your grace. Thank you, Father, for your love. Thank you for watching over us day and night. Thank you for keeping us out of the hands of the enemy, Father God. You open up your mouth and just praise God. Let's do this together, because he said two is better than one. If one falls in the ditch, the other is there to help them out. You said where two or three gather together in your name, Father God, that you are right here in our midst, Father God. I just thank you for NFI Radio Station. I thank you, Father God, for overseer Pastor Turner. I thank you for what he's doing. I thank you for allowing me, Father, to come and share with your people, Father God, because you have given me that love for people, Father God, and that is what I'm all about, loving each other, and that's how I pray for everyone on this line, that we truly love each other out of a heart of thanksgiving, because God first loved us, that we don't exalt ourselves over each other. There are people that are church hurt. There are people who are not even attending church. We pray for them, Father God. It's not about the building, because the church is in us, Father God. We pray. You said that you will place the member in the body that pleases you, Father God. And everyone, Father God, who have been hurt, everyone, Father God, who has decided not to come back together, to assemble together, to fellowship together in a building, in a space that you provide, we pray for those people, Father God. We pray, Lord, that they will hear your voice that says that you place each member in the body that pleases you, Father God. So I pray for each one of them, Father God, because we are better together when we come together agreeing on the same thing, Father. You said that you are right here in the midst of us. We pray for pastors. We pray, Lord God, for those who stand in the pulpit teaching the word of God, that they be solid in your word, Father God, that they not beat the sheep, but feed the sheep, Father God. We just glory in you, Father God. We thank you for your mercy and your grace that you have spread upon each one of us, Lord God. And if there's a need right now, family, that you are going through, know that God will meet your need right where you are, because he loves you so much. And there may not be people in the family or people around you or on your job that appreciate you or for the things that God has called you to do. But I tell you, we love you. We love each other. God loves you more. So always concentrate on what God's word said versus what someone else says to you. So as we end this on this Thursday, my prayer is that each one of us pray one for another. We don't know each other, and we don't have to, but by the Spirit we do. We pray for everyone on this line, Father God, that they are met according to your riches and glory by Christ Jesus, that they are delivered from anything that they are going through that they have not been delivered from before this day. We believe that it will come speedily, Father God, because you are truly an on-time God. We love you, and we thank you, family, for being with me on this Thursday. And I will continue to pray for you as you continue to pray for me and my family. I love you. I call this day blessed, and I call you blessed. And it's all in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen and amen. You all be blessed the rest of the week.
This is the day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. This is Apostle Barbara Watson coming to you from Lewisburg, North Carolina, Christian Life Church of God, Inc., along with
Pastor Gladys Smith. We invite you to join us on Tuesdays from 9:30 to 10 o'clock a.m. and on Thursdays from 1 o'clock to 1:30 p.m., where we teach the Word of God and we enjoy the Word of God. Join us.
Catch the wave.
Welcome back to the program. Now let's join Pastor Gladys Smith and Apostle Barbara Watkins of the Christian Life Church located at 6762 Highway 56 West, Franklinton, North Carolina. Now here is Pastor Gladys Smith.
Good afternoon. Good afternoon. We tell God thank you for another brand new day that he has made. I tell God thank you. Yes, I do. Yes, I do, because he is the same God yesterday, today, and forevermore. That's one thing we can depend on is God never changing. He's not one way today and another way tomorrow. And I tell God thank you. I thank God for each of you who have come on this day to listen to the word of God. I thank God for the opportunity to come and give the word. That lets me know that I am still amongst the living, that you are still here amongst the living, living for God, glorifying him, trusting him, and believing on him. I thank God for being the God when we don't know what to do. He has his son Jesus interceding on our behalf. The Holy Ghost is groaning on our behalf. I tell God thank you because the triune is powerful. They were in the beginning. And I tell God thank you. Father God, we thank you for this brand new day. I thank you for your son Jesus and your Holy Ghost power. Father God, I thank you for being the God that looked beyond our faults and saw all that we needed. I thank you for being the God that forgave us for all of our sins when we come to you with a real heart and a genuine heart, God, when we repent and ask for your forgiveness, God. Oh, Father God, I tell you, thank you just for being God. Father God, in your son Jesus' name, as we come at this hour, we ask you to touch those that are in the hospital, God, those that are incarcerated, God, those that need a relationship with you, God, I ask you to touch in the name of Jesus. Father God, I thank you for being the healer. I thank you for being the deliverer. Father God, I thank you for being the miracle worker, God. Oh, Father God, I thank you for being the God that is our best friend, God. Oh, Father God, in your son Jesus' name, I tell you, thank you for all things, God, great and small. Father God, we tell you thank you for watching over us as we slept on last night and how you touched us on this morning, God. I tell you thank you. Thank you for having your angels encamped round about us, God. Oh, Father God, in your son Jesus' name, I thank you for covering us with your blood, God. Oh, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, as your son went on the cross for you and me and the whole wide world, he was obedient to you, but he came and redeemed us back to you. And I tell you, thank you, God. Oh, Father God, I thank you for his going in the grave, but I thank you that he didn't stay there. But on the third day, he rose with all power in his hands. And I tell you, thank you, God. Oh, Father God, I thank you for how you keep our families, God. Oh, Father God, thank you for covering them with your blood in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, in your son Jesus' name, I ask that you bless your leaders in the house of God, those that are standing on the word, God, those that are not compromising, God, those that are trusting you, God, those that are believing you, God. I say, God, Esau, I know you see, God, and I tell you, thank you for all things. Thank you for being the all-powerful God. Thank you for being the God that knows all things, God. Oh, Father God, I tell you, thank you for just being the Almighty God. Oh, Father God, anything we fail in asking, please don't fail to deliver, dear God. Father God, increase our faith and our trust in you, God. Oh, Father God, those that are homeless, God, I ask you to provide, God. Open a door for those that want a door open, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, we tell you thank you for all things, great and small. For it's in your son Jesus' name that I ask, trusting and believing you. Amen, amen, amen. Again, I tell God thank you for being the Almighty God. Who wouldn't serve a God that looks beyond your faults, see you when you have a need? He's right there. He will provide according to his will and his way. We so often say, Lord, not my will, but thy will be done. And I want to encourage you that when you speak those words, that you trust God and know that he is going to do according to his will. Don't think that you can speak one thing and be thinking something else and that God is going to do it your way. But when we say not my will, but thy will be done, he's going to do it that he gets glory. And it's going to be done so that it benefit us according to his word. And I tell God, thank you. At Christian Life, we have worship service every Sunday at 11 o'clock a.m. And prior to morning worship, we have Sunday school. We invite you to come out and worship with us if you so desire. And on Tuesday nights, we have Bible study, except for the third Tuesday night. On third Tuesdays at 12 noon, we have noonday prayer. We invite you to come out and go in prayer with us. When you finish praying, if you so desire, you may leave or you may stay and still just stay before God in his son Jesus' name. But on the third Tuesday night, we don't have Bible study. But I encourage you to go into the word of God wherever you are, because see, it's the word of God that keeps us, and it's the word of God that strengthens us. As we look at James, it tells us to not just be hearers of the word, but be doers of the word. And when we do the word of God, you're going to find that you gain strength in him. You're going to find that wherever you go, you're going to share that word with him. And I tell God, thank you. And Gladys said, don't just be a reader. It's not scriptural. But as we read the word, we got to apply the word. I remember when the Daily Bread first came out, and I read it every day, but I didn't apply that word to my life. But when I got an understanding and got wisdom and got a true relationship with God, I began to apply that word, that God gets all of the glory. And we invite you to continue to join us on Tuesdays at 9:30 a.m. on the first and third Tuesdays. Pastor Michael Austin has come on board to join us. We ask that you listen to the man of God. And on the second and fourth Tuesdays, it's yours truly that come on at 9:30. And on Thursdays, I bring the word of God that he gets all of the glory at 1 o'clock p.m. And we invite you, if you have penned books, to let us know. We thank God for Evangelist Kathy Crudup and Minister Margaret Watkins, who have penned books, and they have come and talked about their books and what God ordained that they write. But I tell God thank you for all things. As we come back together right now, we've been talking about the fruit of the Spirit, the F-R-U-I-T of the Spirit. And I have already explained that there's no S on fruits. It's just fruit of the Spirit, letting us know that all the pieces that's incorporated, we must have. As we look at Galatians 5, verses 22 and 23, the word of God say, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. And I tell God, thank you for the fruit of the Spirit, because we must have, just as our Heavenly Father and his Son Jesus and the Holy Ghost, the fruit of the Spirit. And see, the fruit comes from the Holy Ghost. When we sell out and turn from our sins and the Holy Ghost come on the inside, we no longer walk in the fruit of sin, but we walk in the fruit of the Spirit. we've already established that when we turn from our wicked ways and we turn unto God and we are walking in the fruit of the Spirit, that we are no longer walking in uncleanliness. We are no longer walking in lasciviousness. We're no longer walking in idolatry. We're no longer walking in witchcraft. We are no longer walking in hatred. We are walking in the holiness of God. We don't want sin, and we don't have sin in our lives anymore. Why? I know we are not perfect. We do not walk in the flesh anymore. And those readings that I just gave you, those are fleshly things. Witchcraft, lasciviousness, adultery, those are all flesh. But when we walk in the Spirit of the true and living God, and we have the Holy Ghost residing on the inside, we've already established that we don't walk in flesh, but we walk under the fruit of the Spirit, and we have love, we have joy, we have peace, we have long-suffering. You might say, why long-suffering? I thank God because as we have long-suffering, we're walking in endurance and patience. I tell God, thank you, that when we walk in the fruit of the Spirit, we have gentleness, not wanting to hurt someone or give someone pain. We want to be obedient to our Heavenly Father. And I tell God, thank you. When we walk in goodness, we have a zeal for truth and righteousness. Yes, we do. And we have a hatred for evil and for sin. I tell God, thank you. When we turn from our wicked ways and turn unto God and invite him into our lives, we no longer walk in the flesh, but we walk under the Spirit of God. In his sight, in the sight of man, we have the fruit of the Spirit. And as we come back on today, talking about faith, as I told you, we can have a bowl of fruit sitting on the table, and we can go to it and pick out what we want to eat. But when it comes to the fruit of the Spirit, we can't just pick out one piece, what we want. We must have that fruit in our lives at all times. As we have faith, we have faithfulness, firm and unswerving loyalty, and adherence to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And you're going to find that when you walk in faith, the Word of God tells us, put not our faith in man, but we're going to find that we're going to be one that have the heart and the mind of God, that there are going to be those that have confidence in us. We're going to have confidence in some others when we have faith. I thank God for his son, Jesus, that we have faith in Jesus Christ. And that is essential for our salvation. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Without faith, it's impossible to please God. If we look at Ephesians 2, verses 8 through 10, the word of God say, for by grace are ye saved, through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus, unto good works, which God hath before ordained, that we should walk in them. I thank God that it ain't no works that we can do that gives us a right to eternal life. But as we walk in the righteousness of God and we do what he say to do, I thank God for his divine grace. Yes, I do. I thank God that he loved us so much that he came and went on the cross for us. Listen to this. It said it's because a man owes his salvation to this grace, an undeserved divine favor. It might make us understand more and more of God. See, when we get a relationship with him, and it says it is because of man, oh, his salvation to this grace of undeserved divine favor. It ain't no amount of work that we can do. We can feed, we can clothe, we can take here, we can take there. But I thank God that his son Jesus loved us so much that he came that we might have the right to eternal life and to his grace. I thank God that as we serve him, he will build us up. He will give us an understanding of who he is, and we will know that it's by grace that we're saved. When we pay our tithes, when we give our offerings, when we help somebody, we're being obedient to the word of God. That is not going to buy us a place in heaven. But when we are obedient and we walk in the righteousness of God, I tell God, thank you. We have the right to serve him with our whole hearts when we turn from our wicked ways. And I thank God for his grace. I thank God for his loving us enough to give us salvation. We can't buy it. I tell God, thank you. When we look at faith, we're looking at being steadfast. We're looking at being constant. And we're looking at being in allegiance and alliance with God. I tell God, thank you, not with man, but with God. When we have faith, it lets me know that we got to keep right on trusting God in the highs, in the lows, in the good, in the bad. We got to trust God. When we trust him with our whole heart and we look to him for everything that we need, we might not see it with our eyes, but because we have faith in him and we trust him, we can know and do what he said to do. If we look at Hebrews 11, the 11th chapter, it talks about faith. It's verse 3 says, through faith we understand that the world was framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. It's having faith in the true and living God. When we have faith in him, as we say, we can't see it with our eyes, but I trust him. I tell God, thank you. If we look at verse 4, it said, by faith, Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, by which he obtained witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gift, and by it he being dead yet speaketh. I tell God, thank you. When you get a chance, go and read Hebrews, the 11th chapter, talking about faith. These men and women of God did what the words say do. Couldn't see it with their eyes, didn't understand it completely, but they were obedient to God's word. When we look at faith, I tell God, thank you, that when we have faith, we might not understand right now, but because we are committed to him and we trust him, we're going to do what he say to do. When we look at faith, faith is believing that God is who he say he is and not continuing in that belief despite the verities of life. We know that God know who he is. When you got a continual relationship with him, you're going to trust him. Mike can't see it with your eyes. What you talking about, Gladys? Because God know who he is. I know that the word of God is true. I believe that he is the Heavenly Father. He is the healer. He is the deliverer. He is the one that I can cast all of my cares upon. Because the Holy Ghost resides on the inside, and I have faith in God. That lets me know that I can't do without the fruit of being meek. Meekness is one of the fruit that's in the fruit of the Spirit. You can't have 8 pieces and be minus 1 piece. You got to have all pieces. When I talk about meekness, being meek is to recognize that God's ways and thoughts are always high above our own. It's not what we think, but we got to do it his way. He tells us our ways are not his ways. His thoughts are not our thoughts. When we do the will of God and we walk in the fruit of the Spirit. Another word that lines up with meekness is gentleness. Because we are meek don't make us a nobody. But when we have meekness, we have the characteristics of God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. When we walk in meekness, as I said, it involves humility and thankfulness. Yes, it does. In our Heavenly Father, as we have meekness, we can love others. We don't always walk around being angry and being mean. Even if somebody is mean to us, we still show the characteristic of God. We walk in meekness, trusting him. We are humble. We are gentle. And I tell God, thank you, that when we walk in meekness, it gives us an advantage to have that attitude. And when I say attitude, I ain't talking about a mean attitude. I'm talking about a sweet and kind attitude towards our Heavenly Father, who is omnipotent, omnipresent. He is the God that we are not. He is the God that is everywhere. He is the God that knows the past, the present, and the future. And I tell God, thank you. When we walk and we fulfill the Spirit's fruit of meekness, I tell God, thank you, that when somebody's saying something that ain't right, because we are love and we love God, we will correct that person and let them know that what they're saying ain't right. Baby, don't get angry. Cast all your cares upon the Lord, for he careth for you. The battle don't belong to you, but the battle belongs to the Lord. When you correct someone and you do it with love, you don't do it with anger and resentment, they might not receive it right then. But I got a feeling, and I know for sure too, that the Holy Spirit will eventually let them know that our Heavenly Father is not about sin, but he is about righteousness. When we walk in the spirit of meekness and we do what God say to do and we humble ourselves, that will let us know that our salvation, our walk with God, is more important than our pride. And yes, words can hurt, but I tell God, thank you for having a heart like his. I can only imagine the things that Jesus went through, for if he walked in flesh, and he did walk on here on earth, but because he was divine and he was holy, he didn't allow those sinful things that come at him to change who he was. As we walk in the fruit of meekness, you're going to find that you will forgive easily and readily, because when things come at us, it's also an offense towards God. The word of God say, touch not my anointed and do my prophet no harm. So you see why we gotta have meekness, because when we walk in meekness, that make us big in God, because it is his fruit. when we look at the last piece, temperance, I know sometimes it gets hard, but when we walk in temperance, we have control over our own desires and passions. I tell God, thank you, because when we walk in temperance and we have the Spirit of God, it's not about us, but it's about our Heavenly Father. When we walk in temperance, we're going to show love and kindness. We're going to do things God's way. When we walk in temperance, things might come to touch the flesh, but we don't do it our way. We do it God's way with the Spirit of God. If we look at Philippians 2, verse 13, I tell God, thank you, because, see, it's the Word of God that keeps us, and as we do His Word, I tell God, thank you for His Son, Jesus. When we do His Word and we are obedient to the Word, you're going to find that the fruit stays on. I've already told you, you can't have one piece, but you got to have all pieces. Philippians 2, verse 13 says, for it is God which worketh in you both to will and to do of His good pleasures. You ain't doing it on your own, but it's God. For you have the fruit of the Spirit, you have God working on the inside. When, as a believer, you walk in temperance, you're not walking as the world does. And one thing that I have found about temperance is that it leads to perseverance. What do you mean, Gladys? Let's look at one more scripture. I tell God, thank you. 2 Peter 1, verse 6. The word said, and to knowledge temperance, and to temperance patience, and to patience godliness. It's important to have self-control, because if we didn't have temperance, self-control is another word that defines it, we would be lost. We would be doing things our way. When we have temperance, it helps us to restrict indulgent and foolish desires. Yeah. And we're going to find that we are free from sin. You might have that fruit bowl sitting on the table and you go by and pick out some grapes or an apple or an orange. But when you're walking in the righteousness of God and the Holy Ghost of God resides on the inside, you will have the fruit of the Spirit in your life. All nine pieces is required to serve the true and living God. I thank God for the Holy Ghost, because the Holy Ghost is a lead and a guide. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you.
You have been listening to Pastor Gladys Smith along with Apostle Barbara Watkins of the Christian Life Church located at 6762 Highway 56 West, Franklinton, North Carolina. Be sure to join them every Tuesday at 9:30 a.m. to 10 o'clock a.m. and on Thursdays 1 p.m. to 1:30 p.m.
How to live holy. I've learned how to live right.
Until this race disarray. Somebody here that knows Jesus as your personal Savior. I want to sing a song, but before I sing it, I want to know somebody in here that really know how to praise the Lord. If you know God has been good to you, let me hear you say, yeah. That sound all right. Somebody know that God been really good to you. Lift your holy hands tonight. Shout, yeah. I got a commitment tonight. I promise the Lord that I'm going all the way. I don't know about you tonight. Make it hard sometimes. Can't make it for you, but I'm going, I'm going, I'm going. Ah, hey, hey. Come on and put your hands together here. My, my, my. I need everybody to get up on your feet here. Listen. Said I'm going all the way just to see you. Said I'd give up this whole world just to see you.
Hallelujah. Somebody give him a big hand praise today.
Set this.
Wow.
We need to go back you're catching the wave. We are live from the NFI studios here in Raleigh, North Carolina, and certainly giving God the praise, the glory, and the honor, and thanking all of you so much for catching the wave. We are right at 16 minutes after the hour, and certainly thanking all of you so much for catching the wave. You can join us on our website at NFIRadio.com. That's NFIRadio.com. Now, let's get back with more great gospel music on this glorious day that the Lord has made.
Then my mind began to go on back to a friend of mine, and I reminded of some things that he told me, and he said these words: gotta be careful of the things you do. Yeah, listen. You gotta be careful of the things you say. And another thing he told me: gotta be careful of the places you know why. Why, yeah.